Tidal Stripping of a White Dwarf by an Intermediate Mass Black Hole, by Jin Hong Chen et al. During the enspiraling of a white dwarf, WD, into an intermediate mass black hole, 10 to the power of 2 minus 5 m sun, both gravitational waves, GWs, and electromagnetic, M, radiation are emitted. Once the eccentric orbit's pericenter radius approaches the tidal radius, the WD would be tidally stripped upon each pericenter passage. The accretion of these stripped mass would produce M radiation. It is suspected that the recently discovered new types of transients, namely the quasi-periodic eruptions and the fast ultraluminous X-ray bursts, might originate from such systems. Modeling these flares requires a prediction of the amount of stripped mass from the WD and the details of the mass supply to the accretion disk. We run hydrodynamical simulations to study the orbital parameter dependence of the stripped mass. We find that our results match the analytical estimate that the stripped mass is proportional to a 5 halves th power of the excess depth by which the WD overfills its instantaneous Roche lobe at the pericenter. The corresponding fallback rate of the stripped mass is calculated, which may be useful in interpreting the individual flaring light curve in candidate M sources. We further calculate the long-term mass loss evolution of a WD during its enspiral and the detectability of the GW and M signals. The M signal from the mass loss stage can be easily detected. The limiting distance is 320 mH, 10 to the power of 4 m sun, MPC for Einstein probe. The GW signal, for the space-borne detectors such as laser interferometer space antenna or TINKEEN, can be detected only within the local supercluster, 33 MPa. This was Tidal Stripping of a White Dwarf by an Intermediate Mass Black Hole, by Jin Hong Chen et al.